Today we've got the Goosebumps book, The Girl Who Cried Monster. So this is the only did not finish from this month because I knew the ending somehow. Spoilers in 3, 2, 1. In this one, you're supposed to be freaked out because the librarian, this fucking total slovenly creep that I would come to be in real life, seems like some kind of monster. But it turns out the librarian is a normal human and everyone else is monsters. Not in the metaphorical sense, like the real monster is humanity, but all the other characters are literal monsters while the human is a human, and in the climax, the reader figures out that they've been exposed to this monster the whole time. The problem with this one, because the enjoyment of the book relies so heavily on the twist at the end, you can't read it if you already know the end and have much fun with it. R.L. Stein doesn't get to pull the rug out from under you, or the wool over your eyes, or put some product, possibly made from sheep, in relation to your body in any way. It's kind of a cheap trick. I mean, it relies on the narrator not really telling you all the details. It makes sense in a way, because it's not like a kid writing down a story would be like, first of all, I am a human being, not a monster, so let's get all that sorted and all those details out of the way right off. But on the other hand, you feel pretty bamboozled. Chagrined, fucked off, other fancy terms. The book is kind of one long lie of omission, though it does have a realism to it because it's narrated by a single character. It just doesn't make me excited to read it because I feel like I'm being screwed with, hoodwinked, reamed in the butt, literally. One element I do kind of like, though, is that this book almost functions as a product from another dimension or something. Another world where monsters rule and humans drool, if you will. It's like this youth novel got sucked into a portal, ended up in our world, and is this weird artifact that proves some monster world exists. That would be an amazing book, by the way. What if we somehow located a children's novel that we could verify was not of this earth, and yet it was quite similar in a lot of ways, but we could somehow scientifically be certain it was not something written on this earth? What would the implications of that be? Would it be read in English class? Science class? Both? Would it become a religious text? Some could say that it's Stein's ability to make you think about these larger worlds that really sets him apart. I think that's taking things a bit far, but whatever. Unfortunately, even my brilliant idea falls apart because if The Girl Who Cried Monster was a book from another dimension, it wouldn't be all that much of a story. There was a monster, and he was a monster the whole time, the end. Pretty half-assed. But maybe in Monster World, the bar is very low. They have better things to do than writing horror novels for kids, like, I don't know, consuming the souls of sinners or whatever.
Beware, you're in for a scare.